Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir on Daf Yomi. We are now in Masachet Sanhedrin at Daf Kuf Yod Aleph Amud Bet, the penultimate podcast of this Masachet. We're looking at the fifth and then the sixth and part of the seventh. Actually, we have all of the seventh, final three Mishnayot in Perak Yod Aleph. And just one note before we get to this, just a reminder that Perak Yod Aleph, Perak Chelek, which we have spent, this is our 22nd podcast, and we've been studying it for several weeks, is originally in the Mishnayot, is the 10th Perek, and the reason that it's there is because of these Mishnayot. In other words, the previous Perek talked about Elohein HaNechrakin and Elohein HaNeharagin. Elohein HaNeharagin are two, and that is Rotseach, and we had a lot of discussion about murder and inadvertent murder and misdirected murder and attempted murder, etc. And the other is Ir HaNidachat. The people of Ir HaNidachat get Saif, and we didn't get many details. So this is filling that in. But because Anshei Ir HaNidachat also are listed as Ein Lam Chelek Lam Abba, as we see in the opening line of this Mishnah, therefore it introduced the entire notion of Chelek Lam Abba, and hence our Perek, and that's why eventually it was shifted to be the last Perek, because of the huge amount of Agadata here. Anshei Ir HaNidachat Ein Lam Chelek Lam Abba, Shenemar, Yatzu Anashim Bnei V'Leal Mikirbecha Vayadichu Et Yoshvei Iram Lemor. Now, that, the idea that they are Bnei V'Leal, the way this is understood is, they are people who will not come up, Min Tchiyat HaMetim, below Ya'al. Ve'inan Neharagim, now we get to the halachic discussion. Ad Shiyu Medicheha Mi'otah Ha'ir. First of all, the instigators have to be members of the city. They can't be outsiders. They have to be from the same Shevet as the people in the city who are following them, which introduces the possibility that you could have two Shvatim sharing a city. We'll see a discussion about that at the beginning of our Gemara. V'anshiu dach ruba, a majority of the city has to follow. V'anshiu dach yadichu hanashim, it has to be men who do the instigating. All based on Pesukim, and I put the entire parsha of Ir HaNidachat as what we call Pasuk 1, verse 1 on the page. Hiduchuhan nashim uktanim, let's say women or children led them astray. Oshu hudach miutar, minority of the city was led astray. Oshu minucha chutzla, or the instigators who were men were from outside of the city. Hare'elu kiyichidim, then everybody who does avodah zarah is judged like yichidim, which is skila, and their money is saved and goes to their heirs. We'll see that in a minute. Tzuchim shnei edim v'hatra'a l'chol achad v'achad. Everybody in town who's going to be found guilty needs shnei edim and hatra'a. There is no such notion that we found that the majority of the town went, we just come in and slaughter everyone. Now, Zechomer b'yichidim and berubim. The stringency of dealing with them as individuals is, shayichidim b'skila, that they get skila. But l'fichach, as a result of that, mamonam palate, their money is spared. Hamrubin b'saif, but if you have a whole town, then they get saif. Fichach mamonam aved. Therefore, their money is lost. Now, the next mishnah, hakei takei, et Yoshvei Ha'ir Hazot Lefichharev. It's put together in the Gemara, but it's the next Mishnah. The text says that you have to utterly destroy the people who live in the city by sword. Hachameret v'hagamela ta'onveret makom makom. If you have a donkey train or a caravan that comes through, harelu matzilinota, they can save them. Meaning that if, let's say, that the town is about 50-50, maybe a little bit over 50% is doing avodah zarah, and this caravan is in town, and none of them are doing avodah zarah, they count, and can mail turn it to a town that's not Ir HaNidachat. Shenemar, hachrem ota, ve'et kol asher ba, ve'et pemta lefi charev. Everything that's in it. Means everything that's in it counts towards the cheshbon. Now, mikan amru, something else we learned from there, nichsei tzadikim shebetocha ovdin. The property of the innocent, well, that's how we're going to have to read tzadikim here, that live in the city are lost. Shebechutz ala pleitin. We'll see the drasha for all of this. The property of the innocent that is not in the town, meaning the property is out of town, gets saved. V'shel rishayim, but of those who are guilty, bein shebetocha, bein shebechutz ala harelu avdin, whether the property is in town or out of town, is destroyed, as wazish in amar, v'tkos ala tikbos al torcho chava. Gather all of the loot to the plaza, and the idea is that you're going to gather it even from out of town. In Ein La Rechov, what happens if there is no plaza? Osin La Rechov, that follows Rabbi Kiva, as we saw earlier in our Gemara, and we'll see it again. Then you build a plaza. Haitah Rechava Chutzala. Let's say the plaza was outside of the town limits. Konsino Tal Tochav, you rebuild the walls, so it's inside. Shenemar, Visaraftava Eshet Eirat Kos Lala Kalil Adonai Doecha. You have to burn the city and all of its loot as a consuming fire all the way to Hashem. Shlala velo shlal shamayim. There's two miutim here. Shlala means it's loot, and not loot that belongs to shamayim. Therefore, mikan amru hekdeshot shebayi padu. Let's say that you have something in town that's hekdesh, then you redeem it. Utrumo to your kavu. If you have something in town that's truma, then you let it rot. Masashen v'kitvei hakodesh. If you have those, then yiganzu. They're buried. They're not destroyed because the destruction only applies to that which belongs to the city, not belongs to shamayim. Now, Kalila, Adonai Elohecha, what do we do with that? Amar B'Shimon, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Atem Osim Din B'Ir Ani Dachad, Ma'aleh Ani Alechem Ki'ilu Atem Ma'alim Ola Kalila Fanai. If you properly take care of Ir Ani Dachad, then I will consider it as if you brought a pure Ola that goes utterly up, and you brought it before me. V'haytatel Olam, the end of the Pasuk says, V'haytatel Olam Lotibane'od, it should be an internal mound, and not to be rebuilt. What's that? Lo ta'asegi, I don't know, God of Peter, the Lord. Rosegli says, it has to be a mound, meaning abandoned. You can't plant anything there or anything else. Kivomer, lo tibane'od, he says, no, the Pasuk says it can't be rebuilt. Kamot shaitain anifred, it can't be rebuilt as it was, aval nasei tiganot parisim, but it can't be planted. Now, the end of the thing is, v'lo yidbag b'yadcha mu'un ha'cherem, nothing of the cherem can remain with you. Shekos man sharshem ba'olam charonaf ba'olam. Because as long as there's evil, or even a commemoration of evil in the world, there's anger. The end of the pasuk is, l'man yashuv charon, Hashem yicharonaf po. Hashem will turn back from his anger. Avdu Rishayim min ha'olam, yistalek charonaf min ha'olam. Once Rishayim are destroyed, then charonaf is also gone from the world. Okay, the last piece we're going to investigate, we'll investigate in the last podcast, but for right now, Tana Rabbanan, Yatsu, so we now look at the Psukim, and again, look at Pasuk 1, go through it, and you'll see, Yatsu Anashim B'nei Belial, Yatsu means Hein V'lo Shluchin, only if the instigators are themselves, as opposed to if the instigators are people who are operating behind a curtain and they send people out with a message, then this whole parsha doesn't happen. Anashim. In Anashim Pachot Mishnayim, there has to be at least two instigators. Davarcher Anashim Velo Nashim, can't be women. Anashim Velo Ktanim, can't be minors. B'nei V'liyal, why are they called B'nei V'liyal? Banim Sheparku Ol Shavai Mitzavarem. They took God's yoke from above them, from their neck. B'liyal, they're understanding that way. Mikirbecha, they've come from within your midst. Velo Minasfar, meaning it can't be a border town, as we saw in the first parak. Yirani Dachet cannot be a border town. Yoshvei Iram, meaning they have to be residents of the city, v'lo yoshvei ir acheret. They have to, can't be residents of another city, the instigators. Leymor, what does that mean? Shtachim eidim atra'a l'chol achad v'chad. Meaning there have to be eidim and atra'a for each person. That's the leymor here. There has to be speech back and forth. Itram Yochanan Omer. Now this is a different thing that's really a sugya in Sefer Yoshua. Yochanan Omer ha'chokin ir achad l'shnei shvatim. A city can be divided among two shvatim. If you take a look, for instance, in Perek Yud Zayin of Yehoshua, you'll see that there are cities that are called Muvla'ot. They belong to Ephraim, but Manasseh conquered them, and so you could argue that they're shared. There certainly are opinions that Yerushalayim was shared by Binyamin Yehuda. Rish Lakish Amar Ein Cholkin Erachad L'Shnei Shvatim. Rish Lakish disagrees. Every city belongs to only one Shevet. Eit Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish Ad Shiu Midicheha Me'otah Ha'ir. So Rabbi Yochanan challenged Rish Lakish and said that you have our Mishnah that says the instigators have to be from the same city, umeyoto hashevet, from the same shevet. So my love, v'gavdu mitecha meyoto ha'er, yikam meyoto shevet in ilolom. So doesn't that mean that even though they're from the same city, if they're not from the same shevet, then it doesn't happen? Shvaminach hokin irachad, the shei shvatim. So you could see that there could be two shvatim in the same city, and if a member of the town who's from one shevet gets members of the other shevet to go, it doesn't happen. So lo, tanafle birusha, you could say that a guy happens to be living in the town, he's from that city, but he got it as Yerusha from his mother, who was from that Shevet. In other words, his maternal grandfather lived in this town, owned land. The guy only had one daughter, which is this guy's mother, and so he ended up with the land, but he's not from that Shevet. Doesn't mean it was originally divided that way. Inami diavuaniyali matanar, somebody gave it to him as a gift. Eitive, we have a challenge, Rabbi Yochanan challenged this, Arim Cham Tesha, in the giving of the Arei HaLevi'im, we find that in one of the counts, it says that there were nine cities from these two Shvatim. It says there each Shevet what cities they gave to the Levi'im. My love, Arba Palga Mihai, Arba Palga Mihai, isn't it four and a half from each tribe? Nine cities, two tribes. It's a little bit of a strange supposition. The answer is so obvious. Lo arba mihai, uchamisha mihai. It could be four from this and five from that. It could even be eight from one and one from the other. Ihachi lifrush prushe. So then why didn't it say which tribe gave four, which gave five? The answer is kasha. Okay, that's difficult, but still there's no proof there. Now, ibayalu, the question is, hudachume alehen mahu. What if the city instigated itself? Vayadichu amarachmana velo shudachume alehen. The Torah said that they instigated, and not that they were instigated by themselves. Odilma afilu hudachume alehen. Or perhaps even if they instigated by themselves, it would count. Toshma idichu anashim uktanim. So we prove from the fact that if women or children are madiach, it doesn't count. So for sure, then if you're madiach yourself, it doesn't count. Why don't we say that if women or children are mediach, it's like being mediach on your own, and you say it's nothing, therefore being mediach on your own doesn't count? The answer is no. Hanach bata nafshayu greedy. Hani bata nashim greedy. Meaning that in the case where they instigated by themselves, they caused themselves to go, so maybe they're chayiv. But here they followed the women or the children, and so therefore it doesn't count at all. Okay, ad shiyudach ruba. The Mishnah said that you'd have to have a majority of the town has to follow. Hechi avdinan. How do you check if it's a majority of the town? Amar Yehuda, danin v'chovshin. We judge each person, and if they're guilty, we lock them up, and then we see what the numbers are. And if the numbers are majority, then we judge them as an irani dachat. But that means that each guy who's judged chayiv, which means he's either going to get skila or herag, depending on the rest of the count, is going to have inu adin. He's going to be sitting there waiting to be killed. We don't have inu adin. Danin v'soklin. Here's what we do. We judge each person, give them skila, until we get to a majority, then the rest of them get herag. So Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he has a different thing. Danin v'soklin, like ula. Rish Lakish Amar, marbin lahen batei dinin. We set up a lot about the din and simultaneously judge everybody. So there's no inu adin. Eini v'amar v'chamar bar Yosef v'amar Yoshaya v'zeta ta'isha hu ta'ishai hi el sharecha. Meaning, when do you give skila? That's when it's an individual. Ish v'isha ta'motzi the sharecha v'ya ta'motzi kol ha'ir kula le sharecha. And the other thing is that, and as we had this in the first parak, you don't take the entire town out to your gate. Meaning, when it's the entire town, it costs to go to Yerushalayim. So none of this discussion could take place because Irani Dachat has to be judged by the Beit Din HaGadol. Ella, we take a piece of Rish Lakish and fix it. Elamar Binlan Batei Din, we set up lots of Batei Din. Umayinin B'dinayim, we look into the Din. Umaskinan Lahu LeBeit Din HaGadol, then we take them up to Yerushalayim. V'gamri Lahu LeDinayihu V'kat Lahu, and then we do the Gemar Din and kill them there. Okay, and the next Mishnah said, Hakei Takei Yoshvei Yir, and it talked about the caravan or the donkey train coming through and counting towards that. Tana Rabbanan, we have a little explication about that. Hachameret v'hagamelet, if you have a donkey train or a caravan, v'ren makom lakom, lanu b'tocha v'udachu ima, let's say they stayed in the city and they did join the Avodah Zarah. Im nishtau sham shloshim yom, if they'd been there 30 days, hein b'sayif, mamonan aved, then they go along with the rest of the town, they get sayif, they lose their money. Pachot mikan, if they're there less, hein b'skilu mamanan palet. Then they get regular skill like anybody else for Avodah Zarah. They don't count towards the town. Or mini, the brighta that we saw in the beginning of Bava Batra, kama yeh ba'yir v'yeh kan she'ayir. How long do you have to be in the city to be considered a member of the city? Shtem asachodesh, 12 months. So why 30 days? So amarava. Lo kasha, halamei hava kibnei mata. Halamei hava mi yatvei mata. To be a member, a town person, to the 12 months. To be a resident alien, you have to be there 30 days. Vatanya, and we have proof to that. Hamuda Hanam b'nei ha'ir. If you take a netter and say, I'm not getting an hanah from any of b'nei ha'ir, then only people who've been there 12 months and more, you can't get hanah from. Pachot mikan, if they're less than mutar l'notmenah. If somebody's there 9 months, even though he's settled in, everything else, you can get hanah from him. He's not called b'nei ha'ir. But miyoshvei ha'ir, if you take a netter and hanah for your miyoshvei ha'ir, 30 days is the limit. Okay, the next mission said, "Acharei motavet kol asherba." You have to destroy everything in it. Tana Rabbanan, "Acharei motavet kol asherba." Prat lenichset tzadikim shebechutzala. So here we go. We have to figure out how it is that the property of the innocent is destroyed if it's in the town, but not out of the town. The property of the guilty is destroyed in either case. So here's the limud. "Acharei motavet kol asherba." Destroy it and everything that's in it. So the exception, what's excluded, is the property of the innocent that are not in town. Everything that's in it. So it includes the property of those who are innocent of Avodah Zarah, but if it's in the town, anything that's in the town. Now, shlala, what is excluded? V'lo shlal shamayim. That kol shlala, what's all of its lut? L'rabot nichser esharim shemichutzala. That's where we come to include property of those who are guilty, even if that property is outside of town. At kol shlala, all of its lut. Amar b'shimon, b'shimon adds on. Mimnei ma'amra Torah nichser tzedik b'shvetocha yovedu. What's the reason that the Torah said that the property of the innocent, they're nonetheless innocent. They're not going to be killed, but their property that's in the city is going to be destroyed. So, migaram lahem she'aduru b'tocha. Why'd they stay in this terrible town? Mamonam, because of financial stake. Ficha mamonam vei, therefore they lose it. Okay, that's the braita. Now, amamar, let's take a look at this. V'kosh la'atik bo, tzavot nichse v'shoim she'b'chutz ala. It's there to include even the property of v'shoim that are out of town. V'chista v'nikbatzin l'tocha. It has to be stuff that could be brought into town, nearby and movable. V'chista, he now has a separate statement. Pikdonot shel anshei ir hanidachat mutarin. A pikadon of people of ir hanidachat is mutar. What are we talking about? Echidami. Ilema de ir acheret. If you think it belongs to another city, v'itano begavan, it's in ir hanidachat. Pshitin mutar. Now, obviously, it's mutar. Lav shtalahu. It's not the property or the loot of that town. Ve'elo didinu. It must be the property of the ir hanidachat people. V'itano be ir acheret. It's in another town. Wait a second. Evening, patsim v'tocha, corner of chista. If it's something that's easy to bring back, amai mutarin, why is it mutar? V'yen mikatsim v'tocha, and if it can't be brought back, amar tadazimni, chadazimni already said once that it's not destroyed. Well, the olam dir acheret. It must be really that it belongs to another city, and it's in mafkadi v'tocha, and it's mufkad in irani dachat. One of the people in irani dachat is a shomer. Achamaskin going to kabel leachrayut. It's a case where the shomer was mekabel achrayut. Marotema came in the kabel leachrayut kididei dami. I might think that since he accepts total achrayut, whatever happens, I'll pay. It might be like his property. Kamash falan that he's still a shomer. Okay, Rochista has another halacha. Behema chetzer shel irandachat vechetzer shel iracheret. If you have an animal half owned in a partnership by irandachat and half by another city, asura. It's asur b'hanot. Got to be killed. Isa, but do, if it's shared, muteret. So my time, what's the reason for the distinction? Behema, the answer is simple. Keman de lo pligadamia. An animal can't be split up. Because, as Rashi points out, the minute that you shecht, one siman belongs to Irani Dachat. And so there's no way to shecht it without getting some benefit from the Irani Dachat part, and for the whole thing's asur. Isa, keman de pligadamia. Therefore, you could cut a do in half. Therefore, at least one half of it is mutar. By Rav Chista, then Rav Chista asked the following question after giving that series of laws. Behemat irani dachat mahu de titani ba shchita letara midei nevela. You're about to kill this animal along with everything else in irani dachat. But you don't want, let's say you're one of the guys coming in to do this, and you don't want to have too much nevela. So you go and shecht it so that even though it's going to be killed, and it certainly can't be eaten, it doesn't have too much nevela. Does that work? So the Torah said you have to wipe out the entire town by the sword. It doesn't matter how you kill it. It's all considered lefi cherav, and it's all metame. Maybe shechita helps. My, what's the answer? Take. The answer is you don't know. Bar of Yosef. Yosef then asked this question. What about the hair of women who themselves are innocent? Means they're not going to die. So Amarava, had reshayot aser. What, you think the hair of the women who are guilty is aser? It's only things that you gather in that you burn. It's only things that you have to gather and burn. This you'd have to cut off first. That doesn't count. That's not part of the shalal. Rava said, Rav Yosef's question was about a wig. If she's wearing it, it's like her body, and she's an innocent person, nothing's going to happen to her. So lo tzricha, detali besifta, she has it hanging. Do we consider it like property of innocent that are in the town? It's destroyed. Since she puts it on and goes out, it's like her clothing, and her clothing doesn't get destroyed. Teku, she's an innocent person. So the answer is we don't know. Okay, the seventh Mishnah, the last Mishnah started with, and then said that's how we say that, that Shlal Shamayim. How about an Ein La Rechov? This is the first issue. If there is no plaza, Ein Asit Eirei Dachat. Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says you can't make an Eirei Dachat because there's no plaza. That's part of the din. Kiv Omer, Ein La Rechov, Asin La Rechov. You make a street. You make a plaza. Maika Mipalgi, what's the machloket between them? Mar Sav Rechova Mikara Mashma. Rabbi Shmuel says you bring it to the plaza means the plaza that's always been there. Umar Sav Rechova Hashtanami Mashma. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it could be a plaza that you built now. The next part of it, Shabbat Yipadu. We say, take the Hekdesh, and we have to redeem them. Tana Rabbanan. Hayu ba Kodshim, if you had Kodshim in the town. So Kodshim is Mizbeach, if they're Kodshim, they can go on the Mizbeach like proper animals, then Yamutu. We have to kill them. Meaning we don't kill them directly, we, like Chataot Metot, we put them in a place and starve them in the Ayai. Kodshim bet HaKabayit, if they're things of value, like you give a table or land to the Beit HaMikdash, Yipadu, redeem them. Utrumot Yerkavu, the true master rot, Umaser Shem Kutvia Kodesh Yiganzu. Those things are buried. Bishimon Omer Behemta Vlo Behemat Bechor Umaser. So in the Bright, Rabbi Shimon says that only the animals of Yerdi Dachat are killed, but not animals of Bechor Maser, Bechor Maser Behema. Shlala, Pratla Kesef Hekdesh for Kesef Maser. It's loot, not money that's set aside for money of Hekdesh or money used for Maser that was transferred from Maser. All right, let's look at this Bright. Amar. Hayu ba kodshim. So it's very important that it doesn't read kodshim, as you'll see. Kodshim is beach. If it's kodshim is beach, yamutu. Why am I yamutu? Why should they die? Yeruat shiistavu. Let's do what we do with an asham that for one reason or another can't be brought. The five cases. Ajistav. So let it graze until it gets a ba'amum. Vimachru and sell it. Viplut mehem and dava. And then lose the money for nedava. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish disagree. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zevach Rishoyim Toeva. Very simple. You don't bring a korban from Russia. We don't accept it. These guys are Rishoyim. We don't want their korban. Rabbi Shlakish, but that means, of course, it's not the korban we're going to bring. It'll be using their money. Shlakish Amar Mamon Baalimu. He says, no, this stuff belongs to them. Therefore, it doesn't belong to the Gavo, therefore it's destroyed. We're talking about Kodshim, where you're Chayab Bachreyutan, like you said, Hare Alai. So if something is destroyed, you have a responsibility for it. For Rabbi Shimoni, because Rabbi Shimon says that Kodshim Shechai Vacharitan, Moment Balimu. We'll get to that in a little while when we get to start studying Kodshim. So Hamid is safe for Rabbi Shimoni, but they can't be because the end of the bright is Rabbi Shimon, Reisha Lav Rabbi Shimon. The Reisha can't be Rabbi Shimon speaking. So the answer we give is Bekodshim Kalim. That's why he couldn't read Kodshim Kodshim. We're talking about Kodshim Kalim. Follow Rabbi Yosei Gli. What's Rabbi Yosei Gli's position on Shlomim and other Kodshim Kalim? It belongs to the people. It belongs to the people. It's got to be destroyed. Kodshe Kodshimai. What do you do if it was an Ola, let's say? Yipadu, redeem it. Just like we said. So Adatani Seifa Kodshe Berakabayit Yipadu. So why didn't it say that in the Seifa? Kodshe Berakabayit are redeemed. Liflug Velini Vididat should have said, that this distinction of Yamutu and Yipadu is only Kodshim Kalim. Well, Kodshim is Kodshe Kodshim, and Kodshe Kodshim, Yipadu, all of them. The answer is Kevan de Ika Chatat Shemetu Balea. When you have Chatat Shemetu Balea and the other four kinds of Chataut Metot, the Lemita Azla, there it can't be redeemed. Hopsikale. It's not true in every case that Yipadu, therefore they didn't touch it. Beast of Yochanan, the Mark Rish Lakish. I understand why Rabbi Yochanan didn't like Rish Lakish's reason to Zerach Hashem Toeva. Because he has the Pasuk, Zerach Hashem Toeva. We don't want these guys, Korban. So we understand Rabbi Yochanan didn't go the path of Rish Lakish of finding an isolated Tana who's the author. Why didn't he say that? When do we say Zavach Hashem Toeva? When the animal that he was makdish itself is being brought. But here we're talking about redeeming it and bringing the money. That's not Zavach Hashem Toeva. Okay, last thing we'll look at here is Rabbi Shimon Omer, Behemtacha v'lo behemat b'chor maaser, in the Braita. Rabbi Shimon says, Behemtacha excludes b'chor maaser. But my asking, what are we talking about? Elim between mean if this is a bechor or maser behema that could be brought on the mizbeach, it's tamim shlal shamaimu that was already excluded by shlal shamaim belongs to God. Ela babali mumin must be that they have a mum. So shlalaninu then it belongs to the town. It should be destroyed. Why is it excluded? I'm ravino the olam bali mumin. It's bali mumin. Umishenachal betorat behemtacha. What does behemta mean? Only something that's eaten as under the aegis of being your animal. Maser and Bechor, you may eat them. The Kohanim will get the Bechor if it's a Balmum, can eat it at home. And Maser can be eaten at home if it's a Balmum. But it's eaten not as Torah Behemtecha, ela b'Torah B'chor Maser. It's being eaten as Maser Balmum. So therefore, it's excluded from the Parsha of Shlala. The Shlal Shamayim Ninu. It's essentially Shlal Shamayim, even though God let you eat it. Upliga to Shmuel. Ravina's position is at odds with Shmuel. Tamar Shmuel, Hakol Karev, Vakol Nifteh. What does that mean? All is brought and all is redeemed. What does that aphorism mean? My Kamar, Hachi Kamar, Kol Shekarev Kshutam, anything that is offered when it's tam, meaning no mum, vin niftek shu balmum, and is the kind that's redeemed when it's a balmum, mishlalimit. That's excluded from the word shalal, meaning this belongs to God. It's not shalal, it's shalal shalim, it's not your shalal, and the proof is that you redeem it when it's a balmum. So that means that it still belongs to God. V'chol shekarev kshu tam, but any kind of korban that's offered when it's tam, v'eno niftek shu balmum, and it's not redeemed when it's a balmum, because it can be eaten by you, on b'chor maser, therefore mi behema nafka. Then we learn it from behema, and therefore, indeed, it would be included, and he would disagree with Rabbi Shimon, and at least according to Arvina's explanation, Shmuel would have to be at odds with that and say that we learn it from behema, it is your behema, since you may eat it when it's a balmum, and therefore it would be destroyed. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next podcast for our final podcast of Masechet Sanhedrin, picking it up in the middle of Mishnah Zion about Trumot and Maaser Sheni and their fate in an Ir HaNidachat. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.